23-year-old Kelly Bornschlegel says she was arrested while trying to protect olive trees threatened by the construction of the new security wall. She described the arrest during an interview from her jail cell with Madison Community Radio Station WORT. She said it happened while she was trying to protect a Palestinian protester who she says was being beaten by Israeli soldiers.
They were dragging him and beating him and beating him and beating him over and over again with his clubs while he screamed and tried to cover his face. So myself and another woman were right there next to the soldiers trying to film it and just make sure our bodies were kind of in the way and somehow try to take away the blows. And it was at that time that 5 police jumped on top of me and dragged me away.
Staff at the Israeli consulate in Chicago would not confirm Bornschlegel's arrest, and a U.S. State Department spokesperson, Kelly Shannon, would only quote from travel warnings that referred to the dangers of taking part in demonstrations on the West Bank.
Persons who are suspected of planning activity deemed political in nature may encounter difficulties or be barred from entering and or departing Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza.
An email from one of Bornschlegel's friends confirms U.S. embassy officials have visited her in jail and that she'll likely be deported soon. Her mother, Susan Tatum, says she hasn't contacted U.S. officials because she's convinced they can't do much to help. She says her daughter still believes her arrest was illegal.
I mean, I'm her mom, you know. Of course I'm worried sick, but, you know, she's standing up for something she believes in. She believes what's happening is wrong. You know, of course I believe there's other causes that she could be arguing for over here.
Tatum says her daughter originally planned to fight her deportation, but has since decided to cooperate. She expects her to be on a plane for the U.S. within a week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.